any minute now, I'll be recording a different podcast. So I have Zoom open. I decided to mute the window so that when Dan Morin joins the Zoom, I am, you know, not just randomly talking to myself and confusing him, but I'm doing this podcast while I wait to do another podcast all about movies, not playing with Lex and Danny. You should check it out. New season starting soon. It's all baseball movies because I love baseball and movies, and especially baseball movies. Anyway, here's this show.
Your Daily Lex.
I just got back from Philadelphia about a half an hour ago as I sit down to record this episode. I was in Philly. I went last night and slept over at my sister-in-law's house because I was a speaker at her event. My sister-in-law, Melanie, works for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, the Philadelphia branch, which is a pretty big and successful branch. They have the biggest Take Steps Walk, which is a great way to walk, by the way, but they have the biggest Take Steps Walk of any Crohn's and Colitis Foundation chapter in the country. So way to go them. But they were doing a fundraising event and asked me to come speak at it, which I did. I spoke about fear, and it was so fun because, oh, now Dan's there. More later. It's always funny to me when I say more later and it's instantaneous for you. I like to typically assume that my voice quality has changed in some way. I just spent 2.5 hours podcasting with Dan as we watched the movie 8 Men Out. But yeah, so it was fun doing this talk, or it was fun after the talk because, you know, people, I took two different talks that I've given to a couple different teams that I've done, you know, workshops with. And these talks are typically 1 hour to 2 hours. And I smushed two of them together in a couple ways and then was supposed to talk for 20 minutes. So I obviously had to cut a lot of things and had to do, as I kept describing it live, the Cliff Notes version, but I still did a very me presentation. You know, it was about fear, about dealing with difficult customers, and all those things. And of course, before the talk started, the person who was going to be introducing me was like, hey, I was worried for a minute that they had spelled your name wrong, because when I was researching you online, I was like, oh God. And he, of course, had been looking at the other guy. And luckily, because I am related to the person who invited me to speak, he was able to get corrected. He had the right intro for me. But I guess I appreciate that he made sure that I was not Fridman, which I'm not. But so when I'm getting up to do this talk, you know, I just know what I do, right? And so I'm giving the presentation that I intend to give, and I got some laughs. I, of course, had to make a couple comments about my hair, because there's a slide very early on where I'm introducing myself and it's got like my typical headshot photo. And I was looking at it, and I was like, boy, I missed that hair. This was not intended, and a horrible accident. And so now they're already on my side because they're laughing because I'm self-deprecating with my hair. But I do my talk. I'm getting laughs. I'm getting insights. People are nodding along. There's a brief audience participation moment. It goes well. And then it's done, right? And you get your applause and they wrap it up, and then it's just milling about. And I don't know. I don't always feel great at hobnobbing because I don't know. I am capable of hobnobbing. I think I'm even good at hobnobbing. It's just not my favorite thing. But I had to do some hobbing of, well, I don't, I, that could sound weird, but I had to do some hobbing knob, if you will. And I had a couple different people talk up to me. And I have lost my ability to speak after many hours of talking today. But several people approached me to say that they really enjoyed my presentation style. And I probably actually am going to land a couple clients from this, because they said, hey, we really liked what you talked about. Could you do that to our team here in Philadelphia? Well, of course. Yeah, that's what I do. And, but they would say, like, you know, we bring in speakers all the time and some of them have great information, but it's just so boring. Like, you could fall asleep listening to them. And you did the whole thing where you made it funny. You were making jokes about yourself, making jokes about what you're talking about, and like just putting the jokes in and stuff, and having those slides be so punchy. That lets you tell the same great stuff, but make it much more listenable. And I'm like, well, thank you. That's a very nice compliment. And I also acknowledge, and this is what I was thinking about on my drive home, it's my only style. There are times where I was like, hey, should I figure out how to do more traditional presentations? They're a little bit more serious or buttoned up. And I eventually decided years ago, no, like that's my presentation style is funny. And that's just how it's going to be. What's especially funny to me personally is you know, sometimes I know the joke beats in my presentation. Like today's presentation involves slides featuring Wile E. Coyote. And I know that's a little bit funny, but sometimes jokes just come up and I just say them. And then I laugh at myself because I find me truly hilarious, as you would imagine. But I like that. I like when I can surprise myself with what I say. But it was just very sweet to have people say that they liked my style, even if the reality is that's the only style I got. But that's okay. Anyway, I hope you're having a great Thursday. Yeah, more soon, I guess. That's a exciting ending to a podcast. More soon, I guess. I meant to stop already, but Zoom is currently stealing my space bar, which I would use to pause this recording. So I'm just going and going. If I go about 15 more seconds, then I don't have to move where the final Lex is, because I can see where it is from yesterday's recording. So we're getting there. We're not there yet, but this episode will be roughly exactly as long as yesterday's episode, give or take a second, because I'm going there. I'm not going to stop now until we hit that Lex. It's coming right now. Thank you.
Lex.